Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, an unplanned 3 days without school starts tomorrow at the LA Unified School District, and parents are scrambling to figure out what to do with their kids. It was a rainy winter in Southern California. Spring is going to start the same way. And Governor Gavin Newsom visited the Salton Sea today to charge up the state's lithium mining business.
We see this as one of the greatest economic opportunities of our lifetime. And we want California to dominate in this space.
It's Monday, March 20th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Today, first day of spring. Tomorrow, first day of a 3-day spring break before spring break for students at LA Unified Schools. The school district's cafeteria staff, custodians, special ed assistants, and other workers are walking off the job to protest the slow pace of contract talks between the school district and SEIU Local 99. It represents about 30,000 employees at LA Unified. School teachers say they will not cross the SEIU picket lines. No teachers and no staff other than administrators means no school. LAist reporter Jackie Fortier says that's led working parents to revive the child care strategies they used during the pandemic.
It's just like the pandemic. That's the common refrain among parents juggling child care and work amid the LAUSD staff strike. Allison Haskovec will work from home and try to keep her 3 kids on task.
I will supervise in between meetings, but I probably won't have a lot of time to focus on it. And I have a feeling they will get a lot of extra screen time that I would rather they wouldn't have.
Layla Piernia has 2 children in LAUSD. She says schools need more money in general.
Blaming this group or blaming that group and money's not managed right. And like when there's only $5 to go around, there's only so much you could do with those $5.
Alex Ruggiero's kindergartner will bounce between a group of working from home parents. Ruggiero wants more transparency with the district's budget.
Where's all this money that we've voted for? Where is it going? Why isn't it going to staff if it's being utilized in some way?
Parents say they can manage a 3-day disruption and hope it's the last one. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
If everything Jackie talks about describes you, we want to hear from you. We have a parent survey about the 3-day strike at LA Unified. You'll find it at the bottom of the homepage at LAist.com. Well, we got a few sprinkles over the weekend. We're going to get more than that tomorrow and Wednesday as the next in what seems like an endless series of rainstorms arrives in Southern California. A couple of inches of rain across Southern California and in the local mountains and the higher elevations like along Interstate 5 and Gorman.
There's actually a moderate threat up to 3 inches along the Grapevine. We could see like a little bit of accumulation Tuesday morning, but really all the snow is going to fall about Tuesday night into Wednesday.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Kristen Lund. All of this rain is bad news for the lucrative California strawberry crop. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says California grows 90% of the nation's strawberries. This year's rain flooded rows and rows of strawberries at Raul's family farm in Riverside and damaged the crop. Maria Buenrostro, whose family owns the farm, says they've lost 60% of their strawberry yield.
Usually by this time of year, we would be selling around 400 boxes of berries. Right now, we're probably at like 200, which is very funny because that's non-existent in our world.
This latest storm should be gone by Thursday, followed by 4 days of sunny Southern California weather. Labor unions and environmentalists have teamed up to change the way California's laws can be challenged by referendum. LA's climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says it comes after fossil fuel lobbyists used a referendum campaign to put a voter pass law on hold for 2 years.
Last year, voters passed a law requiring oil drilling operations to be at least 3,200 feet from places such as homes and schools. But oil industry lobbyists, through the state's initiative process, hired signature gatherers to contest the law. And now it'll be up for a vote again in 2024. Marta Dina Arguello is executive director of Physicians for Social Responsibility LA, a nonprofit in favor of limiting oil drilling.
The initiative process, you know, is a part of democratic reform so that the people could actually engage, not so that corporations could overturn laws meant to regulate them and protect human health.
Arguello says a newly proposed law called AB 421 could help. The bill suggests guardrails and regulations around signature collection. For LAist 89.3, I'm Aaron Stone.
The LA Catholic Archdiocese is remembering Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell with an exhibit that commemorates his life and work. It's at the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Angels in downtown LA. Bishop O'Connell was an immigrant from Ireland, and he worked extensively with LA's immigrant community. The exhibit features religious items he used during his 45 years of ministerial work in LA.
We have the special robes he would have worn in worship. We have everything from one of his Bibles that he consulted regularly to one of the rosaries he prayed with regularity to a pair of his glasses, one of his hats.
That's Father Parker Sandoval, the Vice Chancellor of the LA Archdiocese. The bishop was also an avid joke teller, so the exhibit features some of his joke books. As you know, Bishop O'Connell was shot and killed last month at his home in Hacienda Heights. The husband of his housekeeper is facing murder charges. Governor Gavin Newsom today closed out his 4-day State of the State tour of California with a visit to the Salton Sea and what's known as Lithium Valley in the Imperial Valley. Lithium is a key ingredient in batteries. And the Salton Sea and the land surrounding it sits on one of the largest underground lithium deposits in the world. Governor Newsom wants to mine that lithium.
We see this as one of the greatest economic opportunities of our lifetime. And we want California to dominate in this space. And we're doing that.
Over the last 4 years, California has allocated more than $500 million in Salton Sea lithium mining projects. The governor says that will help California's move to clean energy and ease the environmental and health problems caused by the dust left by the Salton Sea as it dries out. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with producers Tiffany Ugie and Libby Rainey. Catherine Mailhouse is our Director of Content Development. Our engineer, Tui Mao. Original music by Scott Kelly. Join us again tomorrow for the LA Report. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at laist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
LAist Studios.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.